News Radio KMAN, good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and time for our daily COVID-19 update here on News Radio KMAN. We're joined this morning by the President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, Bob Koppel. Bob, good morning. Thanks for tuning in and joining us here this morning.
Morning.
Yeah, well, we got through the Easter weekend, and looking at the numbers, you know, from the state, we did have an increase in the number of cases statewide, and the number of deaths is up to 56 from COVID-19. But, I mean, there are some positives here that we can take from these numbers. Riley County still at 20, and that's 3 days in a row that we have not seen any increases. Pottawatomie County with 5, Geary County also with 5. As of yesterday's report, and this came out around 9 a.m. yesterday. But Bob, you know, we don't take that for granted. Just because we got some positive numbers here, we got to keep on doing what we're doing.
Yes, I think, you know, actually it demonstrates the power of social distancing, and also we've been really blessed in that we don't have clusters. There's been not a single cluster that's really developed in this kind of region. And what I mean by that is there's, for example, you see both in Kansas City and in some other communities, clusters that were around congregate living or long-term care facilities or some sort of activity, you know, like where a bunch of people had been together. And for the most part, you know, we've had cases here, obviously, in Riley and Pottawatomie and Geary counties, but we've not had anything that's kind of been centered around either an activity or a group of people. And that's a very, very positive thing because that's minimizing that community spread, if you will.
We saw, we've seen several reports here recently of hospitalizations of COVID-19 patients. What do you have at Ascension Via Christi Hospital now in regards to patients? Can you give us some data
sure.
on that?
So we continue to have a couple of inpatients actually in our ICU. Ironically, actually, I don't think either of them are from Riley County. And, you know, again, on any given day, we have people in our hospital for whatever reason from probably a 7 or 8 county region. And so that's not necessarily surprising. But I know that some people will say, wait a second, the Riley County Health Department said that they have nobody hospitalized, but then here's the hospital guy saying that they've got 2 people in that are positive. And it's really, the data is reported by county of residence. And so when Julie Gibbs is saying that for Riley County, I mean, it's certainly true. It's just, in our case, we're serving more of a region from a healthcare perspective. And so you end up with people in the hospital, perhaps not from this county.
Okay. One of the things I understand that there is some concern with medications that you are utilizing to treat COVID-19 patients. Last week, we had Dr. Matt Flourish on, and he talked about some of the medications that are being utilized within, you know, the treatment of patients. But there's some concerns on that are building on availability of some of these medications.
Yeah, specifically, when we're intubating patients, and basically you're putting a tube down somebody's throat, if you will, you've got to anesthetize them or give them some sort of relief. And also, some people actually experience a lot of pain with COVID-19. And so there's 3 medications in particular, Versed, Propofol, and Fentanyl, that are actually going on shortage around the country. And we've got some of the bigger metro areas are down to just days' supply. And that's just a concern. I mean, and it kind of takes you back to what's the driving force here, and that's really to conserve certain products, supplies, and in this case, medication. We talk a lot about PPE, but you know, medications are just as key to taking care of these patients, and that's one of the real reasons, you know, that we've really been trying to explain and trying to encourage health facilities to stop doing elective procedures, for example, because a lot of elective procedures are actually done with propofol. And so if you cannot do those procedures, that frees up that medication to take care of a seriously ill COVID patient.
So it's not just about staffing and exposure, potentially. It's the medication aspect is important as well.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of there's a bunch of legs to this stool. You got to watch medication, certainly continue to watch personal protective equipment usage. Just exposure of staff is a key thing. We actually have one of our employees whose daughter, adult daughter, works in another community in Nebraska, actually, and is exhibiting positive COVID symptoms. and works at a health facility there that had elected to not stop some of these procedures. And so now you don't know if either, A, they've perhaps either exposed a patient or at least exposed some of their staff, perhaps needlessly. And it's just really, you know, I think it's just a good reminder to all of us in our industry that we've got to kind of be responsible and do the right thing here and reduce the electives, and then also relook about where we're, how we're using some of these products.
Ascension Via Christi also has a care home for elderly. What about precautions there?
So at Via Christi Village, which is just up on North Browning, they actually, like most long-term care facilities, I think Lonnie was on a little over a week ago on Q-Man. They've also, all the long-term care facilities actually got out ahead of the rest of us. They had reduced their visitor access. They had taken some steps to kind of cordon off or cohort their residents, have them spend more time in the rooms a week or two before the hospitals even were actually making changes. And so, again, you know, you see a lot of similarities, actually. We have three senior communities here in town, Stony Brook, Via Christi Village, and Metal Arc. And they are pretty much in lockstep about the constraints that they've taken to try to protect their residents. And, you know, at least to this point, you have to say it's been very, very effective. You look around the country, certainly even around Kansas, have a number of long-term care facilities that have a number of residents with COVID. And we've just not seen this here. And I really, we give credit to the administrators and the team, the staff, each of those facilities, for really stepping in early and taking some very, I think, difficult, little publicly painful perhaps, but real important steps to protect the safety of their residents.
We're speaking with Bob Cobble, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, with our daily COVID-19 update. Bob, any final comments that you'd like to share with the community this morning?
You know, somebody had asked me over the weekend about, you know, what things you can do at home. And I think it is important that we are, and you don't have to do it every hour, certainly. You don't, depending on the number of people coming in, your house, in and out of your house, you don't even need to do it every day. But it's a good idea to wipe down your doorknob. Think about wiping down your countertops. It's always good to be, you know, washing the linens on your bed every week. It's, you know, make sure you're doing your clothing laundry. Just all those things to try to eliminate the opportunity for anything that you might pick up if you have to go out that are on your clothes. Or, you know, I personally, when I come home from work, I leave my shoes in the utility room right off the garage now. I don't wear them into the house. And so it's just things like that that you can do are very common sense, low impact, but actually can have a big impact on stopping virus spread.
Bob Cobble, thanks for joining us here this morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate Bob and all the medical professionals in the community. Thank you all so much for the work and the sacrifices that you're making, and obviously putting your own personal health at risk as well. 7-Eleven and News Radio KMAN. A look at our forecast comes next.